This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow, big deal in the NBA. NBA free agency got underway last night. Miles Turner leaving Indianapolis for Milwaukee. $107 million deal for 4 years. Miles Turner was a massive impact on Indiana's run. Man, the NBA... it just changes. This time of year, you just get so many changes. And for me, I don't know about how many of you feel the same way, but I don't even realize it after these few days until we get to, you know, late in the season and into the postseason. And it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Miles Turner left Indiana. He's going to play for Milwaukee. 107 for 4 years, $107 million to go play with the Bucks. But the Bucks are waiving Damian Lillard. My question to you, Max, and you follow this even more closely than I do, will Giannis be happy about this or not?
I've already seen plenty of reports saying that he is not happy about the Bucks moving on from Damian Lillard.
Because he wanted Lillard to stay?
I would assume that would be why, yeah.
I mean, didn't he tear his Achilles? I mean, when's he?
Yeah, he's done, isn't he? Thing. Yeah, he'd be done like for a, he'd basically do the exact same thing that Jason Tatum's probably going to do and sit out the entire season. So we're going to have no Dame, no Tatum, no Halliburton, and I don't know why Giannis is going to be he's going to throw his weight around for sure because that's just the type of guy that Giannis has proven to be in Milwaukee. But I really don't think Giannis is ever going to leave unless they force his hand. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I guess. I mean, SGA, the league MVP, the finals MVP, also signed one of those supermax contract extensions, 4 years, $285 million. For SGA. Meantime, I don't know if you guys are following this story, this NBA story. Bradley Beal, you know, remember old Brad? God, I used to take some heat when I would suggest that Bradley Beal was best case, a number two on a contending team, but really more a number three on a contending team. And that Supermax is way too much money, and you need to trade him and that contract now. He's just too, to me, inconsistent, too inconsistent on the defensive end, too casual. He just was never your lead guy. He was never really even the number two on a true championship team, in my opinion. He is due to make in Phoenix this year $53 million actually over $53 million, $53.66 million. Bradley Beal is projected to make, or will make, this year with Phoenix. He's also got the no trade clause. Then he has a player option in 2026-2027 for $57.1 million. You think he'll pick it up? You think Bradley Beal will pick up that player option for $57.1 million next year? Wow. Phoenix has really operated in a poor way, but Washington didn't trade him in time, but they did get rid of him, and they got rid of him, thankfully, and aren't on the hook for $53 and $57 million. But Bradley Beal's career is flaming out, man, in a major way. He is about, I think he just turned 32 years old, and there's, I don't know where he goes. I mean, he's got a no trade clause. You would think that Phoenix might just say, we're done with you. You can't trade Bradley Beal. The other thing is, you can't trade LeBron James right now for different reasons. LeBron's 40 years old, and he's picked up his player option at $52.5 million. Nobody's going to trade for LeBron in that contract for 1 year. You know, I don't think they would. Nobody's, I don't even know if anybody would be interested in Bradley Beal at this point in his career, but if they are interested, they're certainly not interested at $53.6 million this year and $57.1 million next year. What does Phoenix do with Bradley Beal? Holy God, he makes up 34% of their cap next year. Whew. That's brutal. NBA contracts are insane. And Bradley Beal did lead the league in scoring in 2020. 2021, one of those 2 years. Unbelievable. What does Phoenix do with Bradley Beal, Max? What do they do with him?
Dude, I have no idea. Like, it's at the point where you just kind of have to cut bait as soon as you possibly can. If you ever can, just let him sit there. It's a winless scenario. Now, Brian and I were kicking around this idea, since the money matches, you could trade Bradley Beal for LeBron James, but that would probably make more headlines than like a nuclear bomb going off somewhere, so it probably would never happen. But I have no idea.
LeBron James is much better off playing with Luka than Devin Booker.
For sure.
So, I know you were tongue-in-cheek on that, but LeBron's not going to Phoenix to play for that. Because I was reading something yesterday, you know, after this Durant trade, that they want to move on from Jalen Green. They think he's overpaid. They just traded for him as part of the Durant deal.
Apparently negotiating an extension with Devin Booker again.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what goes on in Phoenix. There must be some good stuff out there, because my God, things suck at the basketball department.
I just can't believe, I mean, Bradley Beal's career, you know, Ted gave him the Supermax deal after he made that All-NBA third team. I think it was the year that he led the league in scoring. Gave him a no-trade clause, which was just a massive mistake. And Bradley Beal just was never what Ted really wanted him to be, or Tommy Shepard for that matter, because Tommy was the general manager in the moment, I believe, when they gave him that deal. I think it was Tommy Shepard, not Ernie Grunfeld. I could be wrong about that. But Bradley Beal's career has flamed out. And, you know, he missed, you know, 30 games in his first year in Phoenix. He missed, you know, basically close to 30 games this year with injuries. He averaged, you know, 18 points his first year, 17 this past season. He's just an okay player. I mean, Bradley Beal at his best was a really good scorer, but he was just never, ever a number one. And if he was a number two, it wasn't on a championship contender. It was on a playoff team as a number two, but not on a championship contender. And look, he went there as a number three. It was the perfect scenario had everybody stayed healthy and the team had come together with Durant and Booker, because Durant and Booker much better than Bradley Beal. But he was, in essence, you know, the number three in that first season when he got there behind Durant and Booker. I'm trying to think who else they had on that team. That was probably it in terms of their scores on that Phoenix team. But Bradley Beal, now 32 years old, he's got, Bradley Beal's got to find, you know, he can't find a spot for this kind of money. I mean, I'm not sure there's a worse contract in the NBA right now than Bradley Beal making $53 and then $57 million in the next 2 years. He's got to find one of those situations where he finds a good team, a playoff team, maybe a deep, you know, into the playoff team where he can come off the bench and be, you know, points off the bench, not required to get 23 a night, required to get 16, you know, off the bench in 28 to 30 minutes, something like that. You know, not the star, but he's going to give them absolute scoring off the bench when they go to the bench against the other team's backups. That's what Bradley Beal has to find his way towards. I always liked Bradley Beal. I mean, first-rate guy, you know, kick back to the community. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot going on with the wife and the whole thing, but certainly not a bad guy by any stretch of the imagination, but just not the player the Wizards believed him to be, and for that matter, what Phoenix thought he was. Wow, they are stuck. Because that's an untradeable contract. I can't imagine anybody saying, I mean, they'd cut him and it'd be, you know, they would cut him and pick up his contract. No one needs to trade for him, you know, if they don't want him on the team. We'll see how that plays out. Interesting. So free agency underway. Not, you know, the most exciting of NBA free agent starts, that's for sure. You know, we saw a big trade yesterday with Denver moving on from Michael Porter Jr., dealing for Cam Johnson in Brooklyn. I think Cam Johnson gives him better defense. I think it's a better contract for Denver. He gives him the scoring. Porter Jr., another contract that just doesn't match the player or the player's availability and health. Denver's going to be, to me, an interesting story in the NBA next year, because right now in the West, it's OKC and Houston. I think in terms of the two best teams, that's the way I would view it. And then I would go to Denver. I would go to Denver next. Denver, remember, had a really good shot to eliminate OKC in the second round. They were up 2-1. They had a 9-point lead in game 4 into the fourth quarter. That was the crucial loss. They had a shot to win game 5 against Oklahoma City and went to a game 7 and just ran out of gas. Remember, Gordon was hurt and Michael Porter Jr. was basically hurt for the entire series, but Aaron Gordon got hurt late in that series, and that was a major factor. But Denver's making some moves here. They're bringing Bruce Brown back. They made the move for Cam Johnson. That's the way I would see it right now in the West. OKC 1, Houston a close second, and Denver 3rd. Max, that's the way I would see it. In the East, if you tell me Tatum's gone for the year, then it's Knicks, it's Pacers, I guess, and Cavs. Who am I missing from that list? Is Detroit making progress? Is Atlanta making progress in free agency?
So I can't give you like more details, but I do know that Shams has used the word cooking when referring to the Atlanta Hawks. So
yeah.
People around the league have really liked what they've been doing this offseason.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, it would be, yeah, the Pistons, Pacers, Knicks, Cavs, but Pacers aren't going to have Halliburton. Celtics aren't going to have Tatum. So that's probably where we're,
oh, right.
How it's going to look.
Of course, the Pacers too without Halliburton, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the East is kind of wide open.
Yeah. It's going to be Can be an interesting year in the NBA.
Houston with the Durant trade, with the Dorian Finney-Smith acquisition. Houston with Amen Thompson, the way he played in the postseason. That's the team that I look at and say they're the number one threat to Oklahoma City. Because one of the things that I would suggest is Oklahoma City was still feeling their way as a young basketball team through the, you know, the rigors of an NBA postseason. And they got there and they closed it out. You know, in a game seven in which Tyrese Halliburton got hurt, we understand that. But I would not be surprised if they are a better team next year. They're going to have to be better on offense. They're going to have to improve offensively. And that's not just with player production. That's coaches. And that's coaching. They've got to become a little bit more disciplined in half-court offensive basketball when they get to the postseason next year. I don't see any scenario, even if the Lakers bring in DeAndre Ayton. I'm not an Ayton guy, that the Lakers can contend with the teams that I just mentioned. OKC 1, Houston 2, Denver 3. You know me, I think the Clippers are always interesting if you get Kawhi Leonard back to the where he was at the end of the year and into the postseason. He was Kawhi Leonard again. I just can't stand James Harden, and Harden got signed to an extension. And then they added Brooke Lopez to the team. It's going to be interesting in the NBA next year. I mean, we haven't even mentioned Minnesota and Golden State. Minnesota was in the Western Conference Finals 2 years ago and won a series over the Lakers to get to that next spot against OKC this year. So you had essentially two straight years of, you know, Western Conference Finals for Minnesota. I didn't even mention them, and I should have. Wow, the West is loaded when you think about it. All right, when we come back, I don't know if you guys heard the voting, the player voting for the WNBA All-Star Game, but this is the definition of jealousy, pettiness, however you want to describe it. For some reason, the players in the WNBA hate their meal ticket. I don't get it. That's next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
So I guess the WNBA All-Star Game is coming up, and it's one of those, you know, fan vote, media vote, and player vote situations. Caitlin Clark received a record 1.3 million fan votes for this year's All-Star Game, which, by the way, is being played in Indianapolis, where she plays her WNBA basketball. The media voted her number three overall, and then the players ranked her ninth, not among players in the league, but among the guards in the league. I mean, they literally, you know, put their best defenders on her. They double team her. They try to bully her and physically. They don't want her to shoot. They don't want her to create. And somehow she ended up being voted by the players as the ninth best guard in the league. She wasn't even the highest ranked player on her team. Kelsey Mitchell was at three spots better at number six. Look, I'm not an expert on the WNBA rosters and the all-stars and the great players. And I know that she's been hurt this year, you know, and her stats have dipped a little bit. Her shooting percentage over the last, like, five games or so because of her injury have really fallen off. But give me a break. I mean, come on, man. She is still right now, like, top 10-ish in scoring, very, you know, high up on the assist list. There have been a bunch of, you know, responses to this on Twitter. Dick Vitale said, quote, on X, absolutely pure jealousy that WNBA players voted Caitlin Clark the ninth best guard. Someday they will realize what she has done for all of the players in the WNBA. Charter planes, increase in salaries, sold out crowds, improved TV ratings. That's what he wrote. RG3 had, you know, went off on the jealousy as well. He's been a big Caitlin Clark. Somebody sent this to me. Let me just find it again. He tweeted out, I'm so tired of all the Caitlin Clark hate from some players. The fans and the media clearly understand the once-in-a-generation level player. When Jordan, LeBron, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Usain Bolt, Tom Brady, and Messi came on the scene, everyone didn't like them, but they recognized their greatness and respected it while competing their butt off to stop them. They didn't vote them low on purpose. I mean, I'm not a big RG3 guy, as you know, but that is kind of the point, right? Like, they don't have to like her. They can be jealous. They can be petty. But how can you miss out on the kind of player that she is and rank her as the ninth best guard in the game? Like, that's just kind of stupid, isn't it? Now, I was reading this morning that they don't actually, like, rank the guards. There's no ranking on the ballots. You just select four guards when you're voting as a player. So essentially, for her to finish ninth, a lot of players had to keep her completely off their ballot, you know, which in by definition is essentially they froze her out. You know, they froze her out from their votes. Now, it's not going to matter. She's the team captain on the All-Star squad. She was voted, you know, obviously number one by the fans, number three by the media. But it is curious. Like, every single time I watch, and I've watched several of her games since she landed in the league last year. And the, you know, and I'm not sitting there with a great understanding of the matchups heading into these games. I just want to watch some Caitlin Clark. That's all. Never watched a WNBA game start to finish in my entire life until last year, but like millions and millions and millions of people, the first exposure, legitimate exposure to the WNBA was because of her. And what you hear in almost every broadcast, you know, look at what they're doing to her defensively. They got the best defender. They're doubling her off every single ball screen. They're forcing her to give up the ball. How is that the ninth best guard in the league when you're defending her that way? I know she has not played well recently. It's injury related, clearly. She's missed games, so she's not been healthy. I don't even know, will she play in the All-Star game? Because I don't know if she's back or not. But how can you end up as a player? Like, it's one thing to say, we're going to give her the rookie hazing treatment. That happened last year. She survived it. Now she's in year two. And by the way, at the end of last year, many people, WNBA people, said she's right now easily a top five to top, you know, 10 player in the entire league with the way she was playing. And she should have easily made that Olympic team. You know, there was some question as to whether or not she was kind of a top 20 player at the time of the Olympic team naming. Now, you talk about short-sighted. You talk about stupid. One of the dumbest things ever. Christine Brennan wrote about this. She's got a book coming out on Caitlin Clark. We'll have her on the show. But she said in all of her years of covering the Olympics, it was the dumbest thing and dumbest decision she had ever seen. Just the increased revenue alone from her jersey sales from the Olympic Caitlin Clark jersey sales would have made it worth it. And it wasn't like she was such an outlier. She certainly deserved to be in consideration for maybe that last spot on the team. And by the end of the year, everybody agreed. Of course, if the voting had happened towards the end of her rookie year, she would have easily been one of the top 15 players or whatever it was on the Olympic team. But you've got to grow up. Like, you may not like her. You may not like the attention she's gotten. You may be too stupid to realize what it's done for you personally, where you've been a part of the league that's never sniffed making money and now all of a sudden is, which you're going to benefit from. You may be too numb to realize that. But as a competitive athlete, at some point, put that aside in a voting and just say, I don't like her. I don't really get all the hullabaloo, but she's definitely one of the best four guards in the league. I mean, ninth. I can't sit here and break down the eight that are in front of her. I just know that in the games that I've watched, basically the entire defense, or a lot of it with respect to her, has been geared toward slowing her down. So that tells me that she's probably in the conversation of something higher than ninth. It's just so the grudge, the jealousy, you know, the resentment, the pettiness. I don't know what to chalk it up to. I honestly don't. I mean, there's, you know, obviously an easy, very stereotypical answer that I'm not going to give because I don't necessarily believe that. But I didn't have a major issue last year with the welcome to professional basketball. You're pretty good. Well, you're going to get tested by the best. And, you know, taking it to her. And, you know, the rookies have to earn it. They got to get bounced around. But when it comes to things like this, I mean, you got to put, you know, a better thinking cap on. And, you know, Vital's tweet, which it, you can't just put her, you can't vote her as one of the best four guards because of what she's meant economically to the league. That's not the issue here. Most WNBA people feel like ninth is way, way low, and clearly an indication that players, for some reason, don't like her or are just very jealous of her or are just very petty. Sort of, they go hand in hand. Crazy. If you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I mean, how do you explain that Caitlin Clark, voted by the players, turned out to be the ninth best guard in the league? I'm sure that there are really good players that are probably better than her at guard. And again, I know that she's missed several games, I think 7 or 8 games this year because of injury. But you can't tell me that an entire defense, every time she plays, is focused on stopping her, and she's not at least a top 4 or top 5 guard in the league. It's just, you know, at some point, I said this about the Olympics, it's like at some point the adults have to get involved in the conversation and say, ladies, this is not your call anymore. We have been supporting you guys for 27 years. The reason you're able to do this is because the NBA has been funding the losses. And now we have a meal ticket that has turned us profitable, and the likelihood will turn us even more profitable as we grow. So let's grow up. Let's put her on the Olympic team. Let's sell the hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Caitlin Clark Olympic jerseys. And oh, by the way, she's a really good player. It's not like we're elevating somebody who is just a personality or a TikTok star. Absurd. All right, 301-230-0980. Why do they hate Caitlin Clark so much? Why was she voted the ninth best guard in the entire league? Maybe some of you are bigger WNBA fans than me, but this seems off. Phone lines are open. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
All right. Well, former Raiders and Giants tight end Darren Waller has come out of retirement and is being traded to the Miami Dolphins. Waller recently informed the Giants of his desire to play, but only in Miami. Milwaukee is releasing Damian Lillard to make space to acquire Miles Turner, who signed a 4-year deal. And the report, a lot of mixed reports on Giannis Antetokounmpo, whether he is pleased or not regarding this deal, that remains to speculation. Reigning MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander signs a 4-year deal worth $285 million, the largest annual salary in NBA history. NHL free agency continues as the Caps signed 25-year-old defenseman Declan Chisholm to a 2-year deal yesterday. And Martin Ferravari has reached a deal to stay with the Caps after signing with the team for 7 more years on a deal worth $42 million. Tonight, the Nats return from their West Coast road trip to take on the Detroit Tigers. Jack Flaherty takes the bump against Trevor Williams. First pitch will be at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Caitlin Clark got the most votes ever in the history of WNBA All-Star voting from the fans. She was voted third by the media. The players voted her the ninth best guard in the WNBA. This is a player that last year led the league in facing double teams. Maybe they'll choose to start guarding her like she's the ninth best guard in the game, since they voted her that way. Now, to be fair, they actually don't rank in their voting. It was explained in a tweet by the league or something else that they just vote like their top four guards. So she had to be essentially frozen out on a lot of ballots to finish ninth. Like, a lot of ballots didn't even have her for her to finish ninth. This is, you know, obviously a player that has been hurting this year. She's been injured, no doubt about it. But if she really isn't a top, you know, level guard in the WNBA, then they should start checking her that way. But they don't, because she is really good. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open, and we have a line or two open right now. Why do you think WNBA players dislike Caitlin Clark? Why is she voted by the players as the ninth best guard in the league? 301-230-0980. I'll remind everybody that literally she got Sophie Cunningham worldwide recognition, increased her social media following by over a million followers in less than 48 hours after Sophie Cunningham came to her protection in that game about a week and a half ago. I mean, anybody that even associates with Caitlin Clark in a positive way is making more money than they were. But again, this isn't about necessarily the incremental revenue increase she's brought to the league, because of course that's been quantified many times over. She has essentially moved the needle comparable to what Tiger Woods did when he arrived in golf. This is a league that literally had an audience that could not even come close to pushing it over the profitability finish line. And in 1 year, the entire financial structure of the WNBA was changed. But they don't seem to care. They don't seem to like her. They seem to be jealous of her. The reaction is petty. But again, with respect to just basketball, somebody needs to explain to me how she could be the ninth best guard in the game but draw the most double teams of any guard in the game. Explain that to me. Doesn't make sense. 301-230-0980. Let's start with Jason in Laurel. Go ahead.
Hey, bud. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Sure,
love this topic. Kevin, you, I love that you don't necessarily dive into political stuff, and I won't drag this into it, but it is evident here. I don't think there's a universal reason. I think it's a lot of reasons. I think race does play some element for some people, not all. Orientation plays some level, not for all. And I think they maybe have more of what I call victim mentality people than any other league in the world. And these people, a lot of these people, these women, these professional women, feel like victims because she's getting, you know, attention. She's bringing people to the table, and they have it. And it is ludicrous. So I've been to 3 WNBA games in my life. One, because my daughter was in the Girl Scouts, and the Girl Scouts went. There were no other people like me in the stands. There were no, you know, white dudes watching women's basketball. But now, more and more are. And they're watching because of Caitlin. And some of the controversy and stuff, I think, is bringing people. But I think the victim mentality is why they voted her ninth. And anybody that's watched one of her games this season or last season knows, not only is she arguably the best shooter on the floor every night, but I think she's the best passer. And I think her passing is actually better than her shooting.
I don't watch enough of it, but I know an elite level passer when I see one, and an elite level shooter when I see one. And you're right on both counts. And let me just say, Jason, I don't weigh in. No one wants to hear political views from me, which is why I steer clear of that. But cultural issues we dive into all the time. And I completely agree with you. I think that race has a lot to do with her popularity. I think the fact that she's straight has a lot to do with her popularity. But those reasons are secondary to the number one runaway reason, which is she was one of those unique players. She was Steph Curry in the WNBA, hitting logo threes and scoring 40 and 50, you know, at the college level, taking over what college basketball was and creating unbelievable popularity. But there is no doubt that the revenue brought to the league, the increased level of interest, has that race, and, you know, and certainly, you know, the fact that she is straight has something to do with it. Of course, I'm not naive enough to. We've talked a lot about that. We talked a lot about that last year. Let's go to Ricardo in Northeast. Ricardo, Caitlin Clark was voted by the players as the ninth best guard in the WNBA. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, you just stated it, and the previous call stated it. But I probably would have to agree with that. And she might not be the ninth best guard. I don't know. I watch more WNBA than you do, and I have been to games for years. And, you know, my niece was a big-time player. But anyway, you know, she's been 1-for-17, I think, before.
Yeah, she's been hurt, too.
Yeah. Well, if you're out there, we can't use that as an excuse. If you're out there,
do you think she's not a great shooter?
Well, 1-for-17 for three, and we're talking about the passing. You know, to think that she's had numerous 10 turnover games.
Yep.
Where she's trying to do these fancy passes, low percentage, and even the logo threes, they're exciting, but the low percentage, you know, 1-for-17 for three. Now, one thing I give her, she's handled everything with grace. She said the right things, and it's not her fault that the media and all these are hyping her. But I'm just not sure, especially this year, that she deserves, you know, maybe not the ninth best. That's a little extreme, but the reason that you stated in the previous call stated have a lot to do with us, where we are in the era of what we have in America now. It's sad, really. I wish it wasn't like that, but let's be real with it. But, I always thought, I wonder what Coach Thompson would say about this, especially when they were just going to automatically put her on the Olympic team. And that's great. She's selling jerseys and all that, but I believe you got to earn it. I think Coach Thompson would have felt the same. He would have probably called her sort of like a show pony, which is, you know, flashy, but what's the real substance? But, you know, we'll see. That's just my opinion. But all I can say, 1-for-17 for three, numerous 10 turnover games. Maybe this year is not the year that she deserves.
Ricardo, real quickly, because when you just mentioned Coach Thompson, I was thinking as you were talking, what would he be saying? The one thing that Coach would always include in the conversation is the business part of this. He would have understood, you know, as a Nike board member, as a terrific, you know, with a terrific business mind, what has meant to a league that the NBA has been keeping afloat for 27 years. Yeah. And I think he would have, he would have weighed that appropriately. But I also think he would have understood the player she is, because she really is a phenomenal feel, vision. Yes, you're right. She turns the ball over a lot. You know, and by the way, I would expect that to come down as people get used to playing with her. Part of that sometimes, and you know this, is that they're not used to getting passes.
Well, then do the safe pass. I mean, I'm old school, and, you know, I like some of the fancy stuff. It's exciting, but as you know, you're younger than me, but we, you know, back in my day, which I know it sounds crazy, you know, a lot of the fancy stuff, the coaches wouldn't have tolerated. And the three-point game is
crazy. Between the legs pass on a fast break wasn't going to fly in 85. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, that's right. So anyway, I'm just saying this year, maybe she's not deserving of the praise. It's not been a great year for her.
A good call, and I appreciate it. I just want to emphasize that before this injury, in which she is now one for her last 23 from behind the arc, the games before that, the two games before that, she was 11 for 20 from behind the arc. She was shooting it at a ridiculous percentage until this three-game stretch in which she finally has taken a seat because of injury. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Kenny in Southeast. Kenny, why do you think WNBA players voted Caitlin Clark the ninth best guard in the league?
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Kenny, how are you?
Let me start off. Okay. Let me start off by saying I am a black man, and it's racial. Racial. What is the percentage of black females in the WNBA?
I don't know, but haven't players like Inescu and Paige Beckers, haven't they been voted very high? Even Beckers here in her rookie season? What was that, right, Max? So it's 70% black, 30% white in the WNBA? Okay.
Okay, now, if she wasn't in the WNBA, would we be having this conversation?
What do you mean? No, of course not. Why would we have a conversation about her if she weren't in the league?
I'm saying the WNBA is barely talked about other than her.
Yeah, until her.
Right.
By the way, Sabrina Ionescu, she's white, correct? Isn't she the Oregon player?
Sure is.
That was friends with Kobe?
Yep.
She's white. She finished second in the player ranking among guards.
Well, I think the WNBA players need to look at the revenue in the eyes that she's brought to the WNBA.
Yes. Of course. They need... Of course. We've emphasized that now for a year now. Like, how completely, you know, ignorant do you have to be to the business of the league you play for to be trying to rough up and push out of the league the person that's essentially increased your compensation exponentially, right, and will moving forward? That's absurd. But the basketball part of it, like, by the way, I'm looking at the guard rankings. Paige Beckers, she's white, correct?
Very correct.
She's fourth among the player voting. How is Paige Beckers, after, what, 10 games, Max? How is she the fourth-ranked guard in the league and Caitlin Clark's the ninth? They're jealous of Caitlin Clark. They don't like her. They're jealous. It's petty. It's beyond, I'm not saying race and even, you know, sexual, you know, orientation don't have something to do with this, but it's more than that. It's like perhaps just the fact that she came in as the face of the league before she ever dribbled the ball one time and has lifted the league into a level of acceptability and exposure that doesn't even come close to resembling what it was before she arrived there. And I think they're jealous that one player has elevated this league and the, you know, recognition of the league as much as she has. Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it. Let's go to Reem in Waldorf. Reem, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
Reem, what's up?
I hear everything that everyone's saying. I think somebody brought up a point that I was going to bring up about Caitlin Clark's turnover. She brings up she definitely takes a lot more risk with her passes. She's a great passer. But I've been watching her since her freshman year at Iowa because I'm a big Maryland girls basketball fan as well. And right now, there's just a real big logjam of players this year that have around the same statistics that she does. You know, Alicia Gray is shooting lights out from three-point land. She's averaging 19.5. You mentioned Sabrina. She's 18.6. I think Clark's 18.2. The only one that's really hasn't been a scorer but more on the defensive side is Natasha Cloud, who's ranked higher than her. But what she's brought to the game, if you've actually watched the New York Liberty play, all around, it speaks for herself. She's probably the best defender in the league. Brittany Sykes, the same thing. She's been a great asset for the Mystics this year.
Let me just ask you a quick question because I don't want to lose this thought. Sure. Is Caitlin Clark a bad defender?
Yeah, she's play defense at all. She's kind of like James Harden on defense.
Okay.
It's real. It's real Ole. She's not,
I thought that was the
not
case.
Trapping anybody down, and I'm not thinking that she you know, you spend a lot of energy on the offensive side.
Yeah.
But
Reem, why does she draw more doubles than any other guard in the league?
Oh, because she's a heck of a shooter.
Right.
Yeah. The things that you all are discussing are the dynamics of being a popular player and the things that she's brought to be polarizing to the league and the dynamics. That's a whole different conversation.
But I agree. I'm asking you about the basketball
that are in the league and how they're playing this year. Even Skylar Diggins-Smith, like you said, Paige Becker, even somebody on our team, Kelsey Mitchell, they're playing outstanding ball. So you got to look at it like that too. From the outside looking, like you mentioned, I mean, you've seen Clark play, but you haven't watched the league overall.
No,
it's some tough guards in the league this year. So yeah, her injuries definitely probably hindered her. And then, yeah, I can't say that there isn't some jealousy, but overall, it's a lot of other girls that are putting in some major work this year in the league at the guard side of the game.
No, that's interesting to me, no doubt. I do want to point out that before the injury, she was 40% from behind the arc. You know, and then
the injury definitely...
Yeah, the injury has definitely impacted the shooting and her overall play here in the last 3 to 4 games or whatever it is.
Yeah, but even going back to the part of where people discuss even her battles with what's next for Chicago, who they've been battling
Reese.
Each other since she was at Maryland, and talking trash and all of them be the same. None of this is surprising from the fan that watches the game since they've been playing head to head against each other. So this year, I could see, like, if they said that last year, it might be a definitely bigger argument, even though, again, like I said, I think she needs to get better at some of the decision-making with her passes. Her passes are great, but they're very risky. So she has to cut down the turnovers, which she did in the playoffs.
Look, I've watched some of those games, and they've been great passes that her teammates could not handle. Look, that's on her, too. We both know that as people who love basketball. She's got to throw a catchable pass. But let me just ask you this, because I literally have to get out. I'm up against a hard break. Won't the All-Star – is the All-Star format in the WNBA similar to the NBA? Like, is it possible she could go for 40 in an All-Star set up with no defense?
Oh, yeah, healthy. Okay. Why not? You know, nobody.
So she should go out and try to get 50 in that game.
The only thing you might have with her is that I think, like you said, because of the competitive juices and maybe some of the jealousy, they might strap her up a lot more.
By the way, that makes the WNBA All-Star game worth watching to see if they guard her like it's a playoff game instead of an All-Star game. Good call. Appreciate it, Reem. All of you that were on hold that I missed, apologize. We got to get out of here. Chris is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.